Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, sex, dating, work, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter, okay? We could be reading your letter live on the air. You hear that? Just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, she's taken care of, but I'm not. Dear Stephen Shirley, my girlfriend and I have been together for 4 years, and we had a normal relationship, having great sex on the regular until 2 weeks ago. She started tripping about us having sex, and we're not married, but she lives with me, which also goes against the Bible. We were conflicted about it, but she moved in anyway. After having sex with her for 4 years straight, I am doing my best to stop pressuring her for sex. That's hard to do with her lying next to me nude every night. I don't understand how women will practice celibacy when it's convenient to them and base it on religion, but will shack up with a man to allow him to pay all of her bills and the household expenses. When she moved into my house, I took over as the man of the house, and I never asked her for any financial help. If I jokingly asked her to help out with a bill or buy groceries, she would quote scripture about how man is the provider. Well, I feel like I'm pretty much in an arrangement at this point, and my payment for taking care of everything and stepping up as a man is sex. Since we've been quarantined together, she hasn't received a paycheck, so she's been using my credit cards to shop online. I love her and would never put her out or break up with her because of how selfish she is, but I need to know how to deal with her. We're already acting like we're married, so why is she cutting out sex? I can't go another day without it. Please help.
Wow. My man say, I can't go another day without it.
I think you can go another day, but I understand what
said
you're saying.
He said he can't, sure.
Anyway.
Young boy said, I can't go another day.
She can't go another day. Yeah. But you know what? Your girlfriend, in this sense, she can't have it both ways, okay? She's all the way in with you for 4 years, and then she suddenly cuts you off. I mean, people do change. I got to tell you, people do change. It sounds like she's ready to start something new. She said you guys weren't married. Have you thought that maybe she wants to stop just living with you and having sex with you and maybe make it legit and become your wife? Maybe she wants you guys to get married? You know, something's going on with her, but why only deal with part of the Bible that's convenient for you? I mean, she cut you off, but still living with you and sleeping naked next to you. All right, you guys need to have a major conversation about what's going on here, because none of this is making sense unless, like I said, she is really trying to get you to marry her or something. But don't be surprised if she stops sleeping with you altogether and, you know, moves out. That may be what she's, you know, going to do if you don't take the hint to marry her. It sounds like that's what she wants to do, and that's what she's angling towards. I know, you know, you think sex will take care of everything as far as you're concerned, but it sounds like she wants that and a little more besides your credit cards to shop online with. Steve?
Well, this letter's ridiculous. It really is on a lot of levels. They've got to be young. These couples got to be in their 20s, man. They have to be. I just don't see how this would make any sense any other way because of the way that they both have chosen to go about it. They've been together 4 years. They've had a normal relationship. They got great sex on the regular until 2 weeks ago. Now, 4 years, something's been going down a certain way, and then just 2 weeks ago, there's this change. She started tripping about y'all having sex and not being married. But she lives with me. See, I don't understand where this is coming from. Now, but then I do. I really do. You live with the man, but now you tripping because you having sex and y'all ain't married. But y'all living together. See, if you're trying to say it's wrong to have sex before you married, and I understand you saying that, you also got to understand that you moving in without being married would be wrong also. And then you would have to come to terms that it is wrong of you to sleep naked next to this boy every night. See, there's a lot of wrongs going on trying to get to a right situation. Y'all just did it out of order, that's all. And she says that she lives with you and you all are not married, which goes against the Bible. We were conflicted about it, but she moved in anyway. Now, after having sex for 4 years straight, I'm doing my best to stop pursuing her for sex. But that's hard to do with her lying next to me nude every night. Mm. Look, girl, you playing, this is an ugly game you playing now. You know what you're doing. I don't understand how women will practice celibacy when it's convenient to them and base it on religion, but we shack up with a man and allow him to pay all the bills and the household expenses. When she moved into my house, I took over as a man in the house and I've never asked her for any financial help. See, y'all doing a lot of little things that's wrong. Y'all playing a game without setting rules for the game y'all playing. Now, when she moved in, you took on the role as the man of the house, and you don't ask her to help with none of the bills. It must be your house that she moved into. I don't know how that works. And she's allowing you to do that. I'm confused. Maybe I need to go on break, over this commercial break, mm-hmm. and think about this, because I'm confused.
Yeah.
But I bet I won't be when I come back, though.
Think about it. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. You heard him. He said he's going to have it together when we come back. Subject, she's taken care of, but I'm not. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap this rather confusing strawberry letter today. She's
this
taken
dude
care
wrote
of, but
in.
I'm not.
Mm-hmm. He been with this woman for 4 years. They live together. They have great sex on the regular until about 2 weeks ago. She started tripping about having sex and not being married, but they live together because that goes against the Bible. If you're talking about what go against the Bible, a whole lot of stuff y'all doing is wrong. We were conflicted about it, but she moved in anyway. Now, after having sex with her for 4 straight years, he kind of have a hard time not pressuring her for sex because she laying next to him naked every night. Then he don't understand how women practice celibacy when it's convenient for them and base it on religion, but will shack up with a man and allow him to pay all the bills and the household expenses. Now, here we go with the part that got me a little bit confused. When she moved into the house, young dude said, I took over as a man of the house, and I've never asked her for any financial help. Then if you jokingly ask her for help with the bill or buy groceries, she would quote scripture about how man is the provider. So I see what's happening here. Here's why I was confused. Oh, y'all just pick out sections of the Bible to live by. Oh, see, I was confused. See, I thought we was going by the Bible in this letter. Then I found out we was kind of picking out sections. Oh, y'all was conflicted about living together, not being married, but you moved in together anyway and you had great sex for 4 years. She started tripping about having the sex because y'all not married, so she cut the sex off, but she steady climbing in that bed butt naked. Laying next to you butt naked. You don't know how not to pursue her for sex, and now she ain't helping out with the bills or nothing. She said, because that's a man's responsibility. According to the scripture, the man is the provider. Now he say, well, I'm pretty much in an arrangement at this point, and my payment for taking care of everything and stepping up as a man is sex. And see, son, what she doing now is she using the sex as a pawn in the game to try to get what she want, which is marriage. So she done cut the sex off. And since y'all been quarantined together, she ain't received a paycheck. So she been using my credit cards to shop online. But she ain't, we not having no sex though. I love her and would never put her out or break up with her because of how selfish she is. Well, that's a good reason to break up with the person, though, young dog. If she's selfish now, when does her selfishness have a cutoff? Or do you know that it has one? Or is it going to get worse? Or is she going to just remain the same? And the harder you work, the more selfish she becomes. Marriage is a partnership, dog. It's nothing else but a partnership. And you've got to act like partners. And the moment you don't act like partners, there's going to be a split. But I need to know how to deal with her. Okay, first of all, you can't take my credit cards and just buy. I'm the only one working right now. We need a budget. And since you're the man of the house and you're in charge of the finances, according to the scripture that she read, I would take my credit cards and form a budget with them. Since you're the provider. What does the Bible say about her? So if the Bible got rules for men, I'm pretty sure it has some for women. So, and we're already acting like we married, so why is she cutting out sex? Well, I hate to introduce you to this concept, young man, because it's going to throw you off.
Go ahead, but, Steve. He needs to know now. Break it
so
to him.
So why is she cutting out sex? We already acted like we married, so why is she cutting out sex? Because when you get married, they can do it whether they want to or not. See, if they don't want to, they're not going to do it. Now, you can sit over there mad with your arms folded, cover up under, or just cross your nipples with the arms outside the blanket, toes pointing straight up in the air. You could be, you can have that pose in the bed over there doing this here.
Just huffing and puffing.
Yeah.
Until you go on to sleep.
Yeah. But you're going to huff puff your ass to sleep, partner. Because if they don't want to when they married, and they ain't even got to explain nothing to you when they married, go on now. Stop. Mm-mm. No. I'm tired. I've been up all day with these kids. I'm tired. I've been to cheerleading practice.
In my lane now.
So now, bruh, if it's this way now, why would it change after you get married? I'm curious. Y'all need to start over and do a reset. Maybe she should go home back to her parents' house for a while. Maybe she should. And then y'all start and do a reset. But if you don't get this thing straightened out now, brother, this is going to get worse and worse. Because selfish people don't stop being selfish unless it's brought to their attention. That's my response. Hang in there, dog.
Hang in there, dog. All right. Thank you, Steve. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And don't forget to check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, our girl from the talk, Cheryl Underwood, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.